So, Christmas is a time for miracles. We have a lot of the Christmas movies like Miracle on 34th Street and the miracle of somehow Santa Claus fitting down your chimney to bring presents. And since you know whose son I am, you also know that this will somehow have to connect to sports, so here we go. You also have sports miracles where there's always an underdog where they're not supposed to win and they overcome the odds and win. Like the 1980 Olympic U.S. hockey team that was a bunch of college kids that were brought together at the last second. They weren't supposed to do anything. They were just supposed to represent the country and maybe win a couple games, but not amount to anything. And they ended up beating the best teams in the world and won the gold medal. So today we celebrate the real miracle, and that's someone who overcame the odds and became our way to overcome. The story of Jesus is from an unknown place. He was born into poverty. He was from an unknown family. Even his own disciples later on said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" So the odds were clearly not in his favor. He wasn't who everyone expected him to be, but he was much, much greater, and he was the Son of God. And now the kids of Children's Church will help to remind us of this improbable miracle.
Good morning. This is, I'm reading this from Luke 2, 1 through 20. This is about the story of Jesus' birth. It was about that same time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list. Everyone traveled to their own hometowns to have a name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went out to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. She put him there because there was no room at the inn. That night, some shepherds were out in the field near Bethlehem watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I have some good news for you, news that will make everybody happy. Today your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a manger." Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about.' So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the baby, they told what the angels said about this child. Everyone was surprised when they heard what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
All right, our Children's Church kids have been practicing a memory verse that they're going to share with you, because we've been talking a lot about just how much God loves us and what he did for us. So they're each going to do their memory verse.
Do you want to go first? Okay. All right. For God loves the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. He sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever will believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that for everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life through him. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
For God loved the world so much, he gave his one and only Son, so that the people who believe in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. And God sent his Son, not to judge the world, but to save the world through.
Good.
For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
God loved so much that the one and Son, everyone will not perish, but eternal life. That sent Son in the world, not to judge the world, to save the world through him.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, and everybody believes in him will not perish, will have eternal life.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believed in him will not perish but have eternal life.
God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son in the world, so that whoever believes in him will not perish. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
Okay, Maddie's going to try again. Okay.
So for God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world.
That he gave his one and only Son.
He gave his one and only Son.
That whoever believes in him.
Whoever believes him.
Will not perish.
Will not perish.
But have eternal life.
But I have eternal life.
All right, let's go sit down. Let's sit down.
Just like the shepherds, we need to share the story of a baby that was born 2,000 years ago who has become our power to overcome the world.
The First John. Those two.
I'm going to be reading 1 John 5, 4 through 5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Not only is Jesus the overcomer, but he helps us all to overcome with our belief in him. He has power and might, and if we believe, we have the power to be strong like him. Sometimes we may feel defeated, like we've lost the big game or given into sins, but in Jesus we have the ultimate victory. There are lots of things that we can overcome with the power of Jesus. So for this next part of the service, you will all need a paddle. Each family will get a big paddle, like, okay. They're up, okay. And there should be enough small paddles for everyone else. During the song, there's going to be people up here that will hold up signs that have things on them that you may have gone through and overcome, or you may be currently going through and trying to overcome. When a sign gets held up that you can relate to, you should hold your paddle up. So now we should pass out the paddles.
Go sit down.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
I'm going to be reading Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
You've all just shown evidence that we have overcome evil with good and that we are a church full of overcomers. Through the power of Jesus, we can overcome some big and some small sins. We may encounter things once or we may encounter things daily, but we can overcome all of them with the power of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is a reminder from God that we can overcome anything and that God sent Jesus to defeat sin for all of us. We shouldn't take this power for granted because it is God's power, and our only response can be to worship him for his greatness. And the signers will now remind us of this.
Splendor of the King, float in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. As he wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Yeah.
Once again, let's praise God for our children and thank them so much for blessing us with a retelling. We are overcomers, amen? And the birth of Christ is one of those things that's an entrance. It's a story that lets us know from the very beginning that we can overcome. We can overcome sin. We can overcome temptation. We can overcome cancer. Y'all can say amen if you want to. We can overcome health problems. We can overcome family problems. We can overcome divorce. We can overcome. These kids are giving me a sermon series for next year, church. Let me let y'all know. So don't throw them cards away. We're going to come back to that next year because that's a great message. And again, it's a blessing that our kids are learning these great lessons from the very, very beginning. I just want to thank all the kids. You guys did a great and a fantastic job. Love y'all. Signers, thanks Kim and Karen for working. We got a broke down Karen up here signing with one arm. I see you. But we praise God for you. And again, thanks Shannon and everyone who works in Children's Church and Caleb and Mark. Caleb for blessing us and leading the thoughts and Mark for your wonderful reading. We're not finished yet. We got two more young people are going to come lead our thoughts for the offering and for the communion. And then in a few minutes, we're going to get out early. And I know what y'all saying. Let's let the children do it every week. No. I am preaching next week. I'm going to hand it over to Noah. I believe Noah is going to come and bless our hearts with some thoughts for our offering.
Good morning. I'm going to be reading Luke chapters 21, verse 1 through 4. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave out of their wealth, but out of her poverty put in all she had to live on. The offering is more than just giving. It is about being willing to sacrifice and give up everything. When you choose to sacrifice and give, God promised to be with you. Would you bow with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the way you take care of us. I pray that the offering given is used to help the church be a sacrifice to help other people. Please keep blessing us so that we can keep helping others. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good job, Noah.
All right, this song was introduced last week. What I love about this song while we're taking the offering. What I love about the song is it's a reminder of who God is and who we are, and the praise that we give him, and asking him to reign forever in our lives, reign through us, and asking that his kingdom comes to the world around us by way of him blessing us.
You are good, you are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. And oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. You are more, you are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I may hold. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. And oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. Light of the world, forever reign.
At the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples to take this communion to remember him and what he has done for us. There are a lot of things Jesus did that amaze us. He set the ultimate example by overcoming death, and he wasn't cocky or prideful the way he died. He was humbly crucified on the cross by those he came to save. But by doing this, Jesus took away every sin of everybody and gave us the chance to overcome this world. Jesus is giving you and me the opportunity to overcome this sinful world and spend eternal life with him and his Father. Jesus is holding out his hand, but sometimes it is hard to grab it. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, John tells us, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that love is children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." And Jesus commands that we remember him in this communion through the bread and the cup. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we want to take this time now to thank you for sending your Son to save us. We want to remember you, and we ask that we take this bread in a way that honors you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you that we could all be here. And thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'll be reading from Genesis 32, verses 28 and 29. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans have overcame." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So kind of like how we have just overcame the debt of our church, as we bow our heads, just think of what you have overcame, your family, and even your enemies, and bless our one true God. Please bow your head with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we could be here today and be able to worship your name. I would like to come in prayer for all the people that are traveling and all the people who are fighting for our nation. Let's remember that you shed your blood and have overcame death for our sins. Let us be the best Christian examples we can be. In your son's name, amen.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for our sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
Again, we just want to take time and hopefully you get a moment before you leave today to just give our children a great big hug and thank them for all the effort and the work that they put into this program. And even more so, I pray that you take away the message of what the kids did, what these young men did during their presentations, that we are overcomers. I want to leave you with this psalm from Psalm 146, verses 5 through 10. And then Justin will come and lead us in a closing song. Why don't you stand up on your feet and receive this word. It says, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord." Amen.